Imagine putting kids in charge, children taking the lead with a new program called Limitless Learning from Children's University Tasmania. I've got Dr. Becky Shelley from the Peter Underwood Centre with me to explain this new educational experience. Welcome to the show, Dr. Shelley.
Oh, thank you, Kylie, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Tell us about the Children's University Tasmania, if anyone's unfamiliar with it.
Sure. So Children's University Tasmania has been running now for a bit over 5 years. And in that time, participants in the program, children aged between 7 and 14, collectively have done nearly a quarter of a million hours of extracurricular learning. So what we do is we partner with schools and also with what we call learning destinations. So that's Libraries Tasmania, museums, galleries, tourism sites, parks and wildlife, and validate the learning experiences they have on offer, and then work to connect children to those experiences.
And I bet the kids love it, do they? It sounds brilliant.
Yeah, they do. They really do. And what we've what we're kind of seeing in our evaluation of that is not only do they get a really positive self-concept as a learner, which is really important. You know, if you believe, if you try something and keep trying, you'll get there. That really supports engagement in learning. But we're also starting to see a connection between the time children spend learning outside the classroom and the way that can positively impact and influence their learning in the classroom. So we're seeing some uplift in reading and in numeracy in that plan. But the challenge has always really been, especially for our schools in regional Tasmania, is how many opportunities do they have to engage in this type of learning? What are the barriers, whether it's can your parents get you to a museum or regional gallery? Or if you do get there, is the offering actually really relevant and interesting and connected to the children's own worlds? Because children today aren't having the same type of childhood that a lot of the volunteers and staff and people that are working at these locations have had. So with Limitless Learning, what we're trying to do is say, okay, let's bring some children from Children's University into these spaces and bring the volunteers and staff at them together with the parents and sit down and actually ask the children, okay, what's interesting? What's exciting here? What do you wonder about? What are you curious about? And then together build some really rich site-specific learning opportunities.
And does learning include things like, say, art and cooking? Because, I mean, I know there's a lot of educational things, but does it also involve real life stuff like that?
Yeah, very. It can. So it really depends. With Limitless Learning, that would be yes, Kylie, if that was the thing that the children said they wanted to know more about. So it does involve handing over a little bit of control in terms of leading where the project might go to the children and young people themselves. And so we launched recently at Lowhead Pilot Station up in Georgetown. And so through a series of workshops with the parents and the volunteers who do tend to be older.
When you say older, what sort of age group are they?
I think one of them's in his late 80s.
Oh, these are you talking about those who are providing the education, not the participants.
Yeah. So the people, so if we think about the Tramway Museum or the Automobile Museum or some of those kind of social history museums that are scattered and visitor centres that are kind of scattered all through Tasmania, often they're really the backbone of those places is volunteers, and often, not always, but volunteers tend to skew a bit older. So it's great for the children to hear from the people at these centres about their own experiences. And just, you know, it's really interesting what opens up when you kind of put people in a room together to co-create.
And I bet there would be a lot of families listening right now who think, yeah, I would love to, you know, have these opportunities for my child rather than just sitting in a classroom, which is obviously very important, and teachers do an amazing job. We know there are so many dedicated teachers doing the best they can under sometimes trying circumstances, especially post-COVID and all of that. But if someone wants to become involved, can they contact the Peter Underwood Centre or Children's University Tasmania? How can other families be involved?
Yes, certainly. So with Children's University Tasmania, we do that. We partner with schools and neighbourhood houses. So it's if the schools are partner, then that's why they can get directly involved in Children's University. If they're interested in limitless learning and this kind of co-creating some experiences with children, you know, for children and by children, then, yeah, get in contact with the Peter Underwood Centre. We want to, so the funding that we've got for Limitless Learning is through the fabulous support from the Tasmanian Community Fund. And what we're hoping to do is kind of build out a model that we can scale across Tasmania. So any community group or visitor centre who's interested in sitting down and kind of refreshing their approach to bringing children in and increasing visitation from families to their sites, we really want to work with them. We want to do everything we can to get children and families out and about and engaging in these really rich learning experiences that are in so many places in Tasmania. We actually have some really some real hidden gems out there.
Yeah, indeed we do. So many cool things. In fact, I want to get your opinion on this, Dr. Becky Shelley, and I'd like anyone else to text in and contribute, because you talk about, you know, learning externally and doing all different educational experiences and many outside the classroom. And so if anyone has gone on a holiday or a trip where you've pulled your kids out of school and you've taken them thinking, you know, they're going to learn so much on this trip around Australia camping or a trip around Tasmania, or maybe you've even been overseas. But, you know, how that's affected your family and your kids' education by going on one of those sort of trips. Do you think that is a good thing when sometimes families, they go, oh, I just don't know if I should do that, but I want to take my kids and they'll learn along the way? Do you think that is a positive family experience and good for the children also?
I think, as a general rule, I would say if you're missing school, you're missing out. So I think attending school is like really critically important. But I think with family holidays and opportunities to enjoy experiences together, whether it's in your local community or another corner of Tasmania or interstate or overseas, is fabulous. And especially what we do with Children's University is when children have had that type of an experience, if they can, you know, reflect on that and create some art or write a report or find something out about it, then we kind of count that. What we do is we validate learning. So we'd validate that. The same with pretty much any experiential learning that you can think of. If you can just, as a parent, just scaffold that a little bit in terms of conversations about, you know, what was interesting, what do you want to find out more about, we can really, really think about this whole community engagement in really building and improving learning outcomes for Tasmanian kids. Because as you said at the outset, learning happens everywhere. You know, it's not just in the classroom and it's not just the role of teachers. As community members and family members, you know, have those inquiring conversations with the children and young people, you know, like, what did you wonder about? What surprised you? And I think it's through those processes of you know, reflection that a lot of learning can happen as well.
Yeah, indeed. Well, look, lovely to chat with you and to hear all about the program and what you're doing. So thank you for joining me on the Drive program.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for your interest.
Dr. Becky Shelley from the Peter Underwood Centre there. If anyone has anything they would like to share about learning, about ways to get your kids interested and motivated, Well, maybe you've been on one of those trips like you hear loads of families taking. Some people think it's not a good idea. Other people will say it's amazing and you can teach your kids along the way. But are they missing out from school? Or have you had the ability to read with them, teach them numeracy skills, teach them life skills? I'd just love to hear everybody's thoughts in general. What have you done and what do you think? 0438 922 936.